Texte numéro 78. Nobel Prize will have no gender or ethnicity quotas. Swedish scientists and head of the academy that awards Nobel Prizes has ruled out the notion of gender or ethnicity quotas in the selection of laureates for the prestigious award. Göran Hansen, the Secretary General of the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences, accepted that there are so few women in the running, but conceded the prize would ultimately go to those who are found the most worthy. Investigative journalist Maria Ressa of the Philippines was the only woman honoured this year, sharing the Nobel Peace Prize with fellow journalist Dmitry Muratov, alongside 12 men. Since its inception in 1901, only 59 Nobel Prizes have gone to women, comprising just 6.2% of the total. Hansen, who informs chemistry, economics and physics Nobel Prize winners of their triumph, defended his stance on quotas in an interview with the Agence France-Presse. "It's sad that there are so few women Nobel laureates, and it reflects the unfair conditions in society, particularly in years past, but still existing. And there's so much more to do," he said. "We have decided we will not have quotas for gender or ethnicity. We want every laureate to be accepted because they made the most important discovery, and not because of gender or ethnicity. And that is in line with the spirit of Alfred Nobel's last will." Hansen emphasised that the Academy would ensure that all deserving women get a fair chance to be evaluated for the Nobel Prize, and said significant efforts have been made to encourage nominations of women scientists. "We made sure that we know about the problem, and also about subconscious bias, etc., in the prize awarding committees and academies. In the end," he added, "we will give the prize to those who are found the most worthy, those who have made the most important contributions." No women got the prizes in sciences this year, he said. "Last year, we had two women laureates receiving the chemistry prize, Emmanuelle Charpentier and Jennifer Doudna, and we had one woman laureate in physics, Andrea Ghez. The year before, we had Esther Duflo in economic sciences. And while more women are being recognised now compared with previous decades," Hansen said the trend was increasing from a very low level. The issue of gender quotas had been discussed about 3 weeks ago, but it was dismissed on the basis that it may detract from laureates' legitimacy. "We have discussed it," Hansen said. "But then it would be, we fear, considered that those laureates got the prize because they are women, not because they are the best. Now, there's no doubt that scientists, like Emmanuelle Charpentier or Esther Duflo, got the prize because they made the most important contributions." Adapted from The Guardian, October 2021.